This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Good morning. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan. Jenny Puamanuka.
Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
Amen. Now, the Broadcaster Standards Authority, we need to support free speech and no to an official international gagging regime for internet. I wore a gag last week to show that people are allowed to express what their beliefs and what they're truly thinking within society. Now, Christ has risen. Christ has risen indeed. Now, one of the scriptures says, after he appeared to them in another form, that means that Christ rose with a resurrection body, and we'll all have resurrection body. There's a spiritual body, and we're called to bear the image of the heavenly man. So we're being progressively conformed into the resurrection body of Christ. So how did you celebrate their resurrection, Rod?
Yeah, well, from a legal perspective, one of the things we learn in law, Jack, is the ability to think like a corporate entity.
Yeah.
When you get 10 people and you've got directors and bits and pieces there. So in a sense, what was happening with the early disciples 2,000 years ago is they were able to resurrect Christ, and if you like, as in that corporate body essence.
Yeah, so I went over to see my family. We had a group discussion, and over in Tirau, with my beautiful sister and my brothers and the nieces and nephews were there, and I talked about William of Orange as the father of the fatherland, according to their national anthem. And we suffered generational trauma identifying with a mitochondrial mother needing to take the bloodline from the father, working with skeletons in the closet and ancestral.com misfits. What we're finding is the older ones were born in Holland. We were born in New Zealand and our mother was schizophrenic. So we had to deal with a lot of issues in terms of that trauma within us. So we need to identify with the fatherland, with our father.
Mitochondrial DNA, and I'm just bringing Albert in here. Obviously, my analysis is there were 38 women that travelled to New Zealand and that created the mitochondrial DNA from. And so if you're going to claim the masculine and William of Orange, how about Māori have a feminine to match and marry this orange man?
Iho matua kuri, you were saying, that represents the masculine and the feminine?
Yeah, mana wahine, mana tāne.
Yep.
So, yeah, and everyone's born with it.
Yeah.
The female essence, and that's the female essence holds the emotional realm.
So awesome.
That's why men are being taught to be strong, be tough, don't cry.
Yeah.
So those, but actually what that does, it limits your ability to receive truth, the truth that comes through the emotional realm. And it's when you're able to understand the anger, the fear, all the emotional, the good, the happy, and you work it, balance it all out, and that's the harmony.
Yeah,
you get to the harmony, but you have to go through the chaos.
What I'm finding in... yesterday I went along to a Sally's meeting, and the old granddad had been taken to court by his own granddaughter or own daughter because he kind of in a situation where he was deeply sick and he was in the nude, you know what I mean? And he was in prison, you know what I mean? And then I talked to this other guy who was from Zimbabwe or whatever, and he told me that his wife had said that he raped the children. And so I'm hearing all the time these tragic stories where fathers are separated from their families. And the 10 suicides this week, at least 6 or 7 will be males and fathers who commit suicide. So if we have a feminist society, something is wrong, isn't there? When Jack, all the males and fathers are committing suicide, we need to balance that masculine, Jack, feminine.
When I was driving in today, this Epstein thing, if we want to go to Jenny, likes to talk about Epstein.
Oh,
but
I do.
So my point being is I feel that there's lots of Western countries that have laws on their books to break families up. And my point is, yes, part of the shattering of the family, for example, I was talking to a person the other day, they said a solo mum now gets $1,000 a week and she's not allowed to have a boyfriend. And they're really, really strict on that. So I'm seeing these solo mums hugging the boyfriend on the footpaths now, because legally they're not allowed to go onto the property, and they're doing these long half-hour embraces on the footpath and then they drive off. So that's where New Zealand's at.
Well, it's better than jail time. What do you think?
Well, if you look at the seed of it all, it's the spirit. So the spirit doesn't discern where the spirit that's divide and rule, divide parties, divide families, divide people.
Yeah.
It doesn't discern whether you're a woman or a man. What it concentrates on, yes, is creating a division between, because the two, whether they're man or woman, doesn't matter who they are, they're creating a collective capacity.
The image
and
of God.
So the collective is what the opposition want to do. Let's create division. And so that's what you're getting. Whether it's done in
And I mean to say, I burnt the flag and I stood for the Republican Party, family mediation, and for fathers to be honoured, and having the Ministry of Men's Affairs, you know what I mean? So, and then when I met with some of the older ones in my family, they just want to identify with the woman. They want to reject the fathers and the men, and they don't want to accept the DNA of my own father, you know what I mean, over in Holland. And that's where, through the Catholic Church, we had the Spanish Inquisition, and the Spanish king, he killed, 8 million people when they went to war. And that's why William of Orange had to come along. And I'm standing for the Orange Amber movement with Westminster Mirror, acting for all, Daystar Apostleship with a New Jerusalem diamond.
That's why Jesus came along. Jesus,
quantum.
Go further back than your own forefathers. We all have to go back to that solar system jurisdiction. That's why Jesus came along. Your Lord, always have the fear and the division until you meet the main man.
And I want to ask Peter, what did you dream about? You obviously, your grandfather's been talked about here, great-grandfather. What did you dream about last night, Peter? Did you have a dream? When you wake up from your sleep, that floating feeling, what were you thinking about? That song, eh? The old
British
song.
He wanted to meet up with his dad, and I was trying to communicate with him on the iPad.
Did you go to your auntie's place in Tirau? I called in there one day. They were very welcoming.
No, he wasn't there. Anyway, promoting a quantum constitution, genuine currency, and indigenous peoples recognising true self-determination, sovereigns and kaitiaki, army patriots, solar system jurisdiction within the republic. 89 FM radio, Facebook, Jacobus Skeelan, so people can access this. But I fear with what's going on with the Theosophical Society, we're going to have to set up our rainbow ribbons, enlightenment leading to transformation, alternative process, aren't we? So that people can access, you know, their particular cultural identity, their religious beliefs, because we want to include everyone, don't we?
Well, the rain of the legal costs is like when you've got candy floss and it starts to rain on the stick and it all melts and runs down your arm. Unfortunately, when you get a multi $10,000 or more legal bill and the building's worth $1 million, they're going to force you to sell it to pay the legal bill, and it's just a mess. Jack, so it's Theosophical Society against Theosophical Society, and the winners are going to be the dollars poking out the lawyers' pockets.
Yeah, but we're going to have to lodge an appeal on the basis of wherefore the freedom of expression, and everyone has the right to access spirituality. So we're going to have to sort of answer when we see the judge's report what we're going to do about it.
Yeah, well, solar system jurisprudence looks at energy flows and where does the enemy come in? If you start losing ships, we're feeling it at the petrol pump. Where does the enemy come in? In the old days, you had to declare war, whereas now an enemy can be someone that threatens your shelves. Or do we go out in Māori sense and start planting? Because it takes 9 months to grow certain foods, and so you can't just call in at the gas station, get a pie and a Coke and jump back in and put your seatbelt on when right. you're hungry.
So I wanted to talk to you about that. So we're dealing with the Ephraim Andrews celestial man, and we're identifying with yellow buddy supporters, put in place buddy support network, new creation Ben Joseph Ephraimites, the symbol being the inner shining solar disk, receive a double portion of the promised land, as Albert has been saying, through the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing Jesus as Saviour, post-resurrectional Christ, King Jesus, and stepping into the new Jerusalem bubble where we become king, priest, shepherds, visionary dreamers, and men of superior character. So what you're talking about, Trump is against the evil regime, because we're seeing a terrorism against the ships in Hormuz at the moment. And the whole world has turned on Trump because they're blaming him for the oil crisis. But if Trump doesn't do this, we're going to be shut down. It's going to cost us, in the Cook Islands, $7 per litre of petrol. So there's going to be a massive crisis. It's going to be shut down of food, shut down of oil, petrol, energy.
I'm with the theory that it's just a distraction from the Epstein files.
Yeah.
And Trump's a dog.
Meaning what? The Epstein file.
The Epstein files, you know, I can't say it on air. You know what he did.
Yeah, but that is all about power to the people at top, money and power and the old boys network, because those women, a lot of them later on, they had access to jobs and stuff like that. So, yeah.
What?
I want to cross to Albert before I make a comment. Albert, what's your feeling
about?
Well, Jack's question, or I'll go first and then you can go after. At Vinnie's next to Leanne was a woman. She said, when's the next council meeting? I showed it on the phone. It was the next day, Jack. So I put in a 5-minute submission and handed it to them, and then spoke to the mayor and to the chief executive officer. They brought in, Jenny, you'll be happy, the 2-hour parking. So that was unanimously passed.
Right.
So you've got 2-hour. And I made the comment that all councillors should vote for the mayor on this one, because he has credibility, and if he says something and it happens, it's good for credibility. But on the flip side, Jack, is the water thing, the free-flowing water.
Oh, yeah.
So what was happening is the mayor's going to be a shareholder, and the mayor of the District Council of Waikato is going to be the other shareholder in an interim, and then there's going to be a body that looks after it, the Deputy Mayor Taylor, Tim McIndoe is the mayor, and also the guy that's the chief executive officer.
Right.
So that was the woman. So that's the feminine. So puts Trump aside, I'm bringing up the feminine at Vinnie's. She asked me those questions, and all of a sudden I popped up because of Vinnie's. I would have missed it otherwise.
So being father, mother, mentors, and practicing like being there for everybody, both men and women, we need to be sensitive to the needs of those around us, and particularly with suicide first aid.
Well,
and we talk about the buddy supporter, we talk about the grief counsellors, and being there and having networks in place to protect all
Albert
people.
Albert went into Papakū for 5 days. What were the aunties like in the kitchen? 5 days.
Well, I wasn't actually in the kitchen, so. But no, I got there towards the end of the whole journey. But tikanga, you're meant to be there right from the start, the whole 5 days. So getting back to what Jack's talking about, spending time together. It's a big thing. If you can spend time, people are coming together saying that they represent council, they represent government, but it's the ones who are actually sleeping day in and day out together.
Yep.
So this is where there's death, there's life. So at funerals, it gives Māori the opportunity. They haven't seen family for ages. They don't know. They're finding each other's what they're doing in their own time. And if you only turn up for the day and then you're off again back into trying to find a living and survive, mode, well, you don't really get to receive the blessings that you should receive if you spent 3 to 5 days with all the relations and all the friends of the families together. And those are the little things that need to happen in the community. You can only stand up for family if you believe they're family, and that some friends are more family than your own family. Yeah. So that comes over time.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Albert. I've got a friend in the comment section from Titi Marae.
Yep.
That's where she whakapapa's back to.
Wow.
She really loves what you're saying. Big thumbs up.
Yeah, well, Titi's got a big kaupapa for the whole country. And because of the Wakaputanga, the treaty, and it's all about
family,
the community.
And
now, what
and
you get
community.
Up there at Waitangi is you get a lot of the, on the TV, a lot of the people that just like politicians, but it's the ones right in the back, and a lot of the families and individuals who are carrying the weight, who are right at grassroots level fighting the good fight, they're actually not seen, not heard of. But at spending time up there, you get to meet the real whānau, and that's at every marae. So same in town, every community, you got to find out who are the real grassroots of that community.
Why I'm promoting, even with my own family, us getting together in the four letter siblings, because we're finding that the older siblings call us weird. We went through the trauma when our mother suffered from generational trauma when they came to New Zealand, and they're all about the grandmother and the mother and this sort of thing, but we're all suffering from trauma. So we have come together as a group, and we're saying we want to recognise family. We want to be honoured. We want our father and our mother to be honoured. And yet you're going with the older group and you're denying us having contact with one another and loving one another and caring for one another in our communities. And that's where I went back to William of Orange and the national anthem, which William of Orange became the father of the fatherland. But they also honoured the King of Spain. And I said, why are they honouring a murderer who murdered 8 million people?
Jack, I'm going to ask you and Albert this question, because I didn't think Albert quite nailed it when I asked about the aunties. What was the favourite food you had with your sister when you went to Te Reo? And what was the favourite food you had when you were at the marae? Because I can tell you, both of you ate there. So you tell us what the food is to recognise. Honour those aunties.
We had cups of tea with one another and went out to the restaurant.
Okay, well, at a marae, that's my temptation, and so that's my suffering. I'm lucky to make it today. I got gout. And so after the hangis, after all the food, they put on the big lavish spread, and then I'm stuck in the bed for a few days with gout. So,
But this is an interesting point with my nephew. Some of them are quite overweight. You know what I mean? And so I've told my nephew to put together a plan to heal himself, to lose weight. How does he walk during the day? What food does he eat? And how does he reduce his weight?
One part.
Like, I don't like to discuss people's personal life on air, but he is on antipsychotics.
Which means what, Jenny?
Most of them will make you gain weight. Because they make you produce a hormone that's usually only found in pregnant women. It's called prolactin.
Oh, right. So and I need to show mercy and understanding, but I still feel that people need to do something, you know, if diabetic.
Yeah, Jack, you and...
My girlfriend's diabetic, and so I'm trying to help her to help.
You and Peter are a long way off from being pregnant, according to Jenny's diagnosis.
No, there's one antipsychotic called risperidone, and it actually makes people lactate.
Yeah, I've never taken medicated drugs. Why aren't I mad?
Well, how do you know, Jack? Because the risperidone, anything with a dine in it, comes from benzodiazepine, and the benzodiazepine that's in multiple medication.
Benzos are terrible,
and people don't realise that they're taking everyday medication. And actually, when I did a course on benzodiazepine, the course actually said there was only a couple of doctors in the whole of Waikato that were allowed to give out that prescription, but yep, every doctor was giving it out. So the doctors were breaking the law. Yeah. So here we go. You people don't actually look in it to what they're actually taking. They just listen to what's on the surface.
Benzodiazepine is a heart medication.
It's a mental...
It's a beta blocker.
There's multiple... It's an ingredient. And benzodiazepine is in multiple medications.
Yeah.
That's the course I'd done with was... I just can't remember the old lady who worked in the mental health for... many years, 30-odd years. So patients' rights, advocacy.
How to deal with stress, problem solving. We need to set up our own parallel system, because I can see, as this theosophical report comes out, if we don't go alternative with solar system jurisdiction and establish international law.
Yeah, it's perfect for that, Jack, because of the international bodies saying, no, you guys scrap it out, when they could have brought some peace to it. You're going to bring in solar system jurisprudence, and you're going to be the headquarters of the Theosophical Society in the solar system, and we're going to use this court case to push that through at an international level, and all the other solar system is based on energy. So Trump is actually doing the right thing by threatening them, because all these shutting down energy to all the world. They're actually going to go and invade, and this isn't Trump, this is Iran. They're going to invade seven countries around the place that are neutral, and that's what he's trying to stop.
I'm with the Zionists, because I'm with the Church of Zion. I don't go along with killing, but if you lost 6 million people in the Second World War, and you were they were threatening to drop a bomb on you, you have the right to defend yourself.
Well, the handmaidens, the workers last night, the ham radio, the amateur radio, and we old fellas were saying, hey, why don't we draft old guys, and I would put my hand up as I get older and older to go off and obviously...
You just talked about the question you raised was, how do you deal with stress factors?
Yeah.
So the stress factors is there's two areas. One is identify the enemy, and secondly, know yourself.
Yeah.
Those are the two foundations, because where you put your energy, what you think is needs to be dealt with, could actually be on the surface. You're just putting a Band-Aid. It's not the real source. You've got to find the seed of the opposition. Once again, back to the spiritual authority. So things are created spiritually. That's the order of creation. If we all believe things are created spiritually, well, sort out your spirit first.
Yeah.
And then in that journey, you can't sort someone else's spirit out until you sort your own.
So if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, connect with the person of the Lord Jesus, acknowledge King Jesus, and step into the New Jerusalem bubble, become an Ephraim Andrew celestial man, an ambassador, functionary, yellow buddy supporter, and new creation Ephraimites follow the inner sun, receiving a double portion of the promised land, king, priest, shepherds. But here we have some practical things you can do. Stop using others as your mirror. It's how you view yourself. The sun will come up tomorrow, I tell myself. The sun will always shine, no matter what you go through tonight.
Jack, that's you. You're going to be around tomorrow?
Yeah, and it's a bad hair. If it's a bad hair day, wear a new hat.
I saw Albert brush his hair after you mentioned that, so there's a bit of movement here.
Rise and shine. Prepare the day beforehand. You don't always have to be right.
Yeah, that's why you wash your clothes and hang them out the day before, Jack.
Yeah, because sometimes you can always be right. I'm right.
Well, check your mirror out, Jack. Check your mirror out, because there's two perceptions of that mirror.
Yeah.
One is the one that you look at when you look at yourself and you're trying to work out yourself. However, there's the other mirror that's the living mirror. in terms of the physical. And for Māori, we call that mirror mukapuna. From the puna, which is the water, reflects back to you. So how you bring your children and your grandchildren up is actually what reflects back to you. So whatever goods, not so goods, and coming through
be
them,
honest.
You taught them that method. You made them make those choices by whatever time frame you had with them.
Peter, you're the mirror. Tell us what you thought about Dad. You said something about Dad before, and I thought that was good before we went on air.
We're talking about relationships here.
Because you're the mirror of Dad.
Yeah, you love Dad, don't you? You
don't put words in his mouth, Jack. Come on.
Come on, Jack. We're the mirror of Jack.
Did I say he's gay?
Only because I'm happy. It calls me gay because I hug trees. Yeah,
we understand, young ones. That's their language.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean to say you're gay.
Kindness in the workplace was mentioned on the TV this morning. So how do we show kindness to one another? Because there's a lot of bullying going on in the workplace. We're talking about relationships today, and we're talking about how we treat one another, buddy support, and we're talking about being there for one another and family and whānau coming together and this sort of thing, and how we need to represent the higher power, particularly if they're going to shut down the Theosophical Society. We want to make it about people. Spirituality is not for sale.
Yeah, that's a good one, because that's where you got to start. How do we come together? So first of all, you need to know how communication flows. Talk to a carpenter, fisherman like a fisherman. So sometimes it'll explode, and you have to have fire with fire. You got to meet them at that same level, because their spirit and their energy has gone to that level. People go, oh, you're both screaming. Well, it's better than screaming at each other than stabbing each other. Now, so that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to raise it, and then sometimes you got to learn from the raising, and you're able to bring it down over time and communicate.
So, Jack, just before you go on there, what if the Theosophical Society moved its library into a house bus, and then it went to every te papaku that was around, and they parked in the car park for 5 days with their books?
Now, Chris Bishop has liberal leanings, challenging Luxon for the leadership. But I believe in what Chris Bishop was trying to do, because he is more of a liberal and he understands where people are coming from. Hospital support by Rich. The government is not funding our hospitals, so he's had to support them. And the council meeting Rod attended was all about Tim, our CEO, taking water flow off the ownership of Hamilton, leaving the debt behind. In the new EOR company, what have they paid for infrastructure and water rights?
Yeah, and I put some text messages out to some councillors after and said, look, when you send those assets over, send the $1.22 billion with it as well, and let them, you know, find the $100 million a year in interest. If we're going to give it away, we might as well give it away half sunk, and then let the brilliant, I was told $400,000, Jack, you and I, if we go down there to get the job, they're going to pay us $400,000 to run the new water flow if it goes through, because there could be a judicial injunction on that, a judicial review, because Mesh McDonald said, hey, I only got the paperwork at night, I haven't even had it to read, and I'm voting on it the next day. Do not let that happen again, Mayor.
And now, awesome, and going along to, and finding out about the 10-year plan, infrastructure planning for the city we are becoming. Council has already noted that infrastructure standards may not meet the needs of the high-growth city. And then Leo Liu quoted, how do we ensure infrastructure keeps pace? And then Mesh McDonald, how do we ensure infrastructure decisions reflect equitable access, transport and resilience? Rachel Corrales, you are listening to all of them, Rod.
Yes, well, Rachel Corrales, she came over to me and she says, oh, we can't do the forensic because it's going to cost too much. But I think she's been speaking to Sue Moroney, because Sue Moroney was listening to my conversation with a guy called Ray Mudford at the back. And she was watching.
He was told to shut up because he came along to the Rates Association meeting, and he was told to keep quiet. We couldn't talk about what was going on within the council.
Well, this Ray Mitford and I, we spoke while the council meeting was going. What was interesting is I was able to watch the meeting via the link, watch my little presentation for 2 minutes because they cut it down from 5, but I gave the paperwork out to them. And I think Tim was feeling a little bit nervous because if this goes into the courts, you're talking about the Theosophical Society, but if this goes in, this water flow thing may be held up, Jack.
Now, I'm putting together a crest, the Prince and the Princely Community, the Light Rules the Darkness, Prosecution Notice, Template, Office of Public Prosecutions, Case File Number, Notice of Charges, Defendant, Full Name, Date of Birth.
So, yes, that's a private prosecution. Simon has such liberation with that. Even though he's struggling to get all the parts together, he's really feel liberated. And then all of a sudden his kids turn 18 and the mother dropped them off at his place and now he's got a single...
So I'd like to commission each one of you as a buddy supporter and as an insightful seer.
I just looked at the time. Right. I've got 1 minute left.
Oh, 1 minute left. Thanks, Rod.
Thanks for the silver spoon.
I commission you to be an evangelist, to share the love of Jesus
and
your lawyer.
Included.
Albert, you're
put
commissioned
some sugar
as a
in
lawyer
that spoon.
And an
Waivers
advisor.
Put my cup of tea, please.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Bye-bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.